we mentioned the younger guys, AJ Bouye, Daryl Morris. We had them on Texans Radio a few weeks ago, and we asked them if they'd ever heard the legend of Kareem Jackson and all everything that you went to overcome. They said they hadn't. So how do you mentor them? Do you tell them all the struggles that you went through, or do you just work on them individually and give them confidence?
I haven't really, you know, told them what all I went through.
Why not? It's actually, I think it's very inspirational stuff, but do you just not like to revisit it?
Well, I really don't have a problem with revisiting it. You know, it's definitely not a problem for me. I just never had the chance or the opportunity to talk to them about it. They never asked, so I never really got into it. But, you know, I just try to help them with the things over the years that helped me, you know, just telling them, you know, little things, little details, you know, whether it's technique or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, in certain situations that they're in. But, I mean, if they ask me, I'll definitely tell them. You know, I think I told AJ, you know, bits and pieces of it, you know.
I think they see you now as such a mentor and such a leader. It's almost hard for them to believe that you had to really work to get to where you are, and that came with time and maturity and practice and learning.
Right. That may be the case, but, I mean, like I say, if they ever ask me, I'd definitely tell them, you know. But it was definitely a process, you know. It was definitely tough to go through. But at the same time, you know, I definitely, you know, look back on it and, you know, and like I say, to be where I am today, you know, it's definitely a blessing.
All right. Where you are today, also, you got a fashion line. Something
yes.
completely off the field when it comes to dealing with football-related things. It's something that you've always really enjoyed. You've got this hat line. Is that something that you've always been pushing towards, or that just sort of came about?
Yeah, as a kid, you know, I've always been into fashion, you know, hats, you know, shoes, whatever it was, you know, the whole nine yards as far as fashion. So, you know, to definitely have that opportunity this offseason to, you know, design some hats and T-shirts, you know, it was definitely, you know, exciting for me because it's something I've always been into. So, I mean, now, you know, there are hats and stuff in the store, and I think in the off season I'm gonna try to, you know, push and progress things a little bit further. You know, I'm actually working on my own clothing line right now, and it'll actually be called Fly Guy. So
okay.
It'll just be something that I, you know, kind of, you know, take up some of my time with in the off season. So like I said, I've definitely always been into fashion.
So that's like dress clothes, like non-sports related, or is that also fan gear?
It'll be a little bit of everything. Mostly, you know, dress clothes and, you know, urban T-shirts, you know, hats and stuff like that. It won't be much Texans gear because I did the line.
You know, yeah, you have it in the store.
Right, this mm-hmm. season for, you know, the Texans gear and stuff. But this would be more so for the urban, you know, the nights out, you know, with your friends or whatever you choose to do. You know, maybe the button downs, the, you know, just the regular T-shirts with the graphics on them. So
that's nice. I had Daniel Manning in studio a few weeks ago. We were talking about music, the musical talents of all the DBs, and he said that your talent was that you look good wherever you go. So you can help the rest of your DBs look good.
Yeah.
Anybody jealous of everything that you're doing as far as fashion?
I can
probably guess a few that might want their own fashion line.
I don't think anybody's jealous. You know? In that DB room, we're all like brothers, and you know, one guy's success is everybody's success. So,
well, not jealous in that sense, but jealous
okay.
as in like, oh,
well,
I want to do something like that someday.
Maybe. Nobody's ever said it, but maybe. You know, you may have some guys that want to do it, and I'm sure they'll get a chance to do it, but you know, right now I'm pretty much the only guy, you know, kind of scratching the surface into the, you know, the clothing line, you know, business. So you know, hopefully, you know, they'll put some stuff out there and I can get some free stuff for them, because once I get it rolling and stuff, I definitely have to keep my DBs, you know, in nice T-shirts and hats. So I have to give those guys free stuff all the time.
Don't forget your friends at Texans Radio, too. We're always open for free stuff.
I definitely won't.
Kareem Jackson on Texans Radio. Before I let you go, let's talk Sunday at Baltimore. You're facing former head coach Gary Kubiak, now offensive coordinator with the Ravens. It's really the only offense that you competed against in practice up until this year. Does that make it a little bit easier going up against them because you know what to expect? Does it look different up in Baltimore from what you've seen so far?
Some of the stuff looked the same. You know, I'm sure he has some wrinkles and some kinks in there. He's definitely going to try to throw at us. But for the most part, some of the stuff looked the same. You know, for me, I just watch film and, you know, break it down as I usually do every week. You know, so like I said, he probably come out with a couple of gadgets early, you know, just because, you know, we may have some guys thinking that, okay, we've seen this offense for, you know, the last couple of years in practice and stuff. So I'm sure he's going to try to keep us, you know, keep us on our toes and try to do some different stuff early, you know. So, I mean, looking forward to it. You know, it's definitely a great challenge for us as a defense and as a team. You know, those guys, you know, pride themselves on being tough and, you know, physical. And, you know, we have to match their toughness and, you know, have to come with it Sunday. And we're definitely looking forward to the challenge.
All right. Best of luck, Kareem Jackson on Texans Radio. Thanks, right. Kareem.
Thank you.